A-G-L-E-S-E-O!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
It's Tuesday, time for our Jay Long radio show and podcast as we visit with the head coach of the Shadron State Eagles. And it's been a really interesting year of shows, Coach, going through this entire COVID season and a lot of things we're going to finish up with to button up the season and look ahead here today. So, Coach, glad you could come in. And, boy, a second game with Black Hills State canceled last week. Ends the season after four games. And, boy, it really looked like we had kind of passed the threshold of time that we were going to play. What happened there? Why'd the game get canceled?
You know, Dave, I think our motto this year has been the thing of first, and to have a game canceled once in a season, I've never had that happen before, and then to have a game canceled, I've never had that ever happen before, and now to have another game canceled within a season is tough, and it was just another one of those firsts. And to answer your question, you're not sure. Basically, as us coaches, we call each other, and we just say whether or not we have enough guys to be able to play. And that answer, they didn't feel like they had enough guys to be able to play on Saturday, so they ended up canceling it. And also, South Dakota School Mines ended up canceling their game with Kearney, which then, kind of made it real tough for us to be able to move a game like Cal and UCLA was able to do this past weekend. So our guys, were obviously disappointed. Our tests, actually, we came back really, really good. And it shows that, our guys, their commitment to be able to play this year. We were able to manage the COVID and do things as right as we possibly could and have our guys be as safe as they possibly could, which I'm really proud of them for. And we also know that, that with this year, things can really easily get out of hand real quick. And so we don't blame nobody for that happening. But at the end of it, all we can control is our actions. And I'm proud of our guys' actions this year.
Yeah, I'm sure the guys were disappointed. It was too bad to see the game get canceled, maybe a little writing on the wall during the week, and that they really had announced they wanted to get this game played. They've been promoting it heavily, but a couple of tight ends moved into offensive line positions and just some things that, and without backups listed on the two deep in some spots, I guess not a huge shocker, but certainly a disappointing piece of news. And you got four games in, a success, I'm sure people would say, I know you would say too, and with Black Hills State canceling and then the opportunity that we've talked about all season to maybe play a team in the spring. Do you think that that could be an opportunity in the spring to get Black Hills on the schedule? Or other teams have been talked about too, but maybe we finally get to play the Yellow Jackets in March.
Dave, I think just really all options are open this fall. We're hoping that, obviously our country, we can get the COVID under control so we're able to be able to play sports in the spring. But as long as, our administration and we can still provide a safe atmosphere and those type of things, we're really hoping that we can find a game this spring, maybe two. And those games can be a scrimmage. They could be a straight-up game. They could be like an NFL preseason game where we play ones and ones, twos and twos, and then our threes and fours finish it off. It really just, like I said, just all options are on the table. And I know this first, what we can control is that we have about 30 practices this spring that we can use to get better. And, our guys are excited to do that.
You guys have been controlling the amount of certain amount
it's
of
championship segment is what it is, and we have 103 championship segment days, and we've used just right around 70 since Black Hills canceled. I got to recount my dates, but we use right around that 70 days. So we have about 30 days in the spring that we're able to use, and hopefully finish with a game, maybe two.
Yeah, that's exciting. You've monitored those days, allow for potential games in the spring. A lot of organizing going into those type of things, and hope we get some games in the spring as well. Kind of looking back here, Jay, as we wrap up the season on the show tonight, this is probably going to be a tough question, but what was the biggest challenge to playing this fall among the many challenges you and the staff and the guys had to overcome?
Dave, this is a question that, like, I feel selfish to answer because we were really fortunate. I mean, there was only 10 Division II schools in the country that were playing this fall, and when you look on last Saturday, there was only in our conference, Western State couldn't play, Mesa State couldn't play, Black Hills couldn't play, and South Dakota School of Mines couldn't play. We were the only team that was able that would have been able to play on Saturday. So to answer that, you know, we know that we're very fortunate. We used every bit of it that we can, I think, to help make our team better. But you know, when you look at it, it did bring some challenges with it. And I think that really two things come to mind. The first one is that you just dealing with all the firsts. This is the first time we've ever done this. It's the first time we've ever done that. And as a coach, sometimes you get where you're just reliable on your routine. This is what you do on Monday. This is what you do on Tuesday. This is what you do on Wednesday, so on, so on, so on.
Sure.
And then we just repeat the next week. And with every week, you know, just new things come up because of the COVID or the you know, or somebody else's team, those type of things. We just had a lot of unknowns, and that was hard on not only our players but also our coaches. Just because a kid, when they come to you, they always look to their coach for the plan. And sometimes there wasn't a plan. We just had to be audible ready. And as soon as the plan the came in place, then we just started attacking it. And that was you know, difficult. But and also I guess just the no brainer one was we test on Wednesday and then on Thursday just moving around your two deep and move around your two deep and then also moving around your coaches because also coaches you know, we had some issues in there with regards to, you know, have to move guys around because of the COVID and those type of things. So
a lot of challenges you guys overcame. It was really remarkable what you were able to put together this season, Coach. And let's kind of turn away from some of those negatives and challenges and things. We've had to focus on that out of necessity during the year, of course. But let's get the highlights now. What are some of the best moments of the year, the biggest highlights, the most important things that you and the staff and the players program all got from this season?
You know, Dave, when we talk to our guys about what's the goals for the season is, you know, we wanted to get better as a team and take these games that we had scheduled this fall and make them help us become a better football team for next fall when it matters that we're going for a conference championship and those type of things. And when you look at it, one of the things that the COVID did do that did also help us make us stronger is that, you know, players got to play in different positions maybe they had never played in before. Coaches had to be in different positions that they had never been in before. And by doing that, that allows us, you know, gave us more experience. And the more experience you have, the more better your team's going to be in the fall. When you look at us as a whole, I guess if you're just going to break us down offensively, I thought that our offensive line progressed as the year went on and that we were able to run the football a lot better at the end. When we ran for over 200 yards again in our last two games against South Dakota School of Mines, who has a real tricky front, and we're going to see a lot that gave my O-lineman a great experience.
Yeah.
To make us better for next fall. Kearney's defensive line, their defensive line was really big, and they're very, very physical defense, and we were still able to run the ball there. I think that our running backs also gained a lot of confidence, which really helps us on offense going into the fall next year. And then most importantly, Coach Smith was able to install his offense. We didn't have a spring ball, but we had a fall, and we were able to play four games with install his offense. And as you watched our receiving game, our receivers got better each week. And that also is because Dalton got more comfortable with the scheme, and also so did our receivers. So these four games allowed our offense to become a better team. I think on special teams, once again, we got better. We put a focus on it to get better, and I think each game that got better. And then defensively, we also put in a new scheme. And Coach Sassy was able to see the things that were weak in and see the things that were strong in. And when teams were running zone against us, we had a really good scheme to stop that. And when we played the option, we had to do some adjustments in the game. But all of those experiences are going to make us better for next year.
Great stuff on how the team developed and moving forward, especially without spring ball. Micah gets a chance to put in the offense. Almost, you have to look for as many silver linings and blessings in disguise as you can in a season like this. And having Micah being able to install in real live games, was that more beneficial than having a spring ball type of install, or is it relatively the same?
So, Dave, the alternative would have been if we couldn't play is you have spring ball and fall. That's what basically these teams are doing. And then they're basically just hoping that their contact tracing doesn't affect their practices in any way. From the coaches I've talked to, their challenge is no different than our challenges. They're just their challenges. Our challenges, we got to go play games, which we were fortunate about. So to answer your question, heck yeah, having that game time experience, there's no better thing to be able to mimic than a game. And we can go out there and practice and do all those things in practice, but when you're in a game type situation with another D defensive coordinator making their chess moves along with our moves is one of the best things for people to be able to learn.
When you're forced to make all kinds of changes kind of on the fly and audible ready, the term of the year for us on the show and for your team, have you discovered anything this year that you were, I guess, forced to do that you think, hey, maybe this is a better way to do it moving forward anyway in terms of how you structure practice or how you travel or how you, you know, the coaches had to shift around so much. Was there anything you think maybe, hey, let's take this forward, see if this maybe works in a normal year too and not just when we have to do it because of a pandemic or a situation like this?
You know, the first thing pops in my head is just adversity creates tough people. When adversity presents itself, either people go and attack it or they run away from it. And I think I'm very proud of our team on how and our coaching staff, how we just attacked that adversity. And right now we're doing individual end of the year meetings with each player. And almost something always comes up with each one of them about, you know, the adversity we were dealt. And with that adversity we were dealt, they were able to overcome it. And the ones that didn't, you know, then they didn't finish. And that's okay, too. But when you look at our guys, the ones that finished the season, I'm really proud of how they attacked that adversity.
Yeah, you just led right into some of the off-season stuff we typically do on the final show of the year. You've been meeting with guys. You've been meeting with them today before we came in and did the show. Adversity sounds like it's been the number one topic with the guys. But, you know, what other stuff do you expect to hear from them or have you been hearing from them in terms of what they got out of the season and then looking ahead?
You know, each kid had their own goals that they wanted to attack, you know, during the year, but I think that really it was about getting better, and I think that every kid that we're meeting with right now has had that opportunity, and really, even if a kid didn't have the season that they wanted, they still can learn from it. And the best part was is that they had these mistakes in these four games, and these four games were just about getting better and having the opportunity to play, where next fall, if we have those errors, you know, then it could affect us on where our goals want to finish with the season.
Coach Long on the Tuesday radio show and podcast to finish up the Shadron State football season today and kind of moving on with our offseason task checklist here, Coach. One of the things you really need to do is find that permanent defensive coordinator. How's that process coming along as you look ahead, filling that big position?
Dave, it's going good. We're hoping to have everything sealed up here by the end of the week.
Terrific. All right. Well, we'll announce it when the coach and the athletics department lets us know. Folks will tell you who CSC's DC is going to be. Great news to hear that's coming together. And on the recruiting front, Jay, where do you go from today, you know, into the holiday months, January, February, when you find your official signing class, getting those letters of intent turned in? Tell us how that's going now and then what you expect moving forward with the pandemic situation and how it's going to affect you then. I know you can't predict it. We can't predict anything. But what right now do you think you're going to face?
You know, Dave, it goes back to the same thing, the season of first. And with the recruiting cycle change like it was due to the COVID, now we are getting kids up here on visit now that the season's over. And then we'll be making those offers and hopefully trying to get the best athletes and people we can. And, you know, we've sat down as a staff and you made some things that we need for immediate needs for next year. And that's what we're looking for there. And it's going to be really unique, Dave, because some of our transfers that we normally look for, you watch them their sophomore year at a junior college or those type of things, and you know the California JUCOs weren't able to play this year. Let me rephrase that. They're still trying to play in the spring. A lot of the other junior colleges weren't able to play, so you know we're not going to maybe get that film, and those kids could also have that opportunity to come back. So it's going to be really one of those years where you know we got to be able to find some guys that we think will fit for us and help fit our weaknesses and add on to, you know, make our team better for the fall.
Do you have any expectation on what kind of size of class you may bring in relative comparison to years past? You said you've identified some positions. Are there certain ones you want to talk about that you'd like to get filled heading into 2021?
You know, Dave, right now I'd say that, you know, our class will probably be a little smaller than what it's been. That's going to be a real common theme, I'm guessing, amongst all colleges.
Yeah.
Except for the colleges that just put in a new staff last year, and those guys will have some more scholarship money available. But when you're looking at this year, for example, out of our 10 seniors, I think right now only a couple have decided not to come back. They're going to graduate out, which is what our ultimate goal is graduate our guys. So they're also, you know, with us, we're not going to have as big a scholarship as we have had in the past. So that class may be a little bit smaller, but right now it's hard to say what with kids saying yes and no and those type of things.
Yeah, I'm just a day by day, and we'll see on signing day who ends up joining the Eagles. Always a fun day to find out who you've got coming in next, Coach. Let's look even further ahead to finish up the show now, Jay. We'll look ahead to 2021, a season I think we're all excited and ready to have come and hopefully be all normal and back to regular season stuff next year. The team you expect to bring back, we've heard Dalton Holtz, the quarterback. He told us he is on his way back. That is humongous news. You know, looking ahead to 2021, what do you expect for next year with who's coming back and what you've gone through this season?
You know, Dave, the other part about, you know, this year is that with these four games is we've also been able to, you know, identify where we may need some more needs. And with saying that, you know, I just think that we took advantage of these four games and made our team better. And that's what we're going to continue to focus on. And in the spring, hopefully we can find us another game, maybe two, and, you know, continue to focus on getting better as a team. And then when we have our next talk after those after that spring's over, you know, then we can start talking about expectations there. But, you know, our expectations of our program is always very high, and it will always be high. And so that's, I guess, the best way I can answer that question.
Sure. With, you know, watching your team this year, especially defensively, so many young guys up front, some real impact newcomers and veterans in the defensive secondary, guys that are seniors that may or may not choose to come back. I get really excited to look forward to next year. When you just kind of look ahead to next year, your general feeling, are you pretty excited about what this team can do in 2021 potentially?
Dave, when you look at our teams over the years that you've been with us, you know, we've been either old on defense and young on offense, or old on offense and young on defense, and we're finally getting that balanced out where I feel like we're getting more veteran on both offense and defense. And these four games just helped us become a more veteran team, to be able to put more you know, tools in our pocket to be able to go out and compete next year.
Well, we can't wait for it, Jay, and this has been a very unique and unprecedented year, certainly, and it's been great to have this season. So thanks to you, to President Ryan, Joel Smith, Chancellor Terman, everybody that made Shadron State football happen this year, the players for their commitment and dedication, and the support staff. It's been great to be a part of. Thanks again, Jay, for being in on the show today and all season long.
Agreed, Dave. I also thank those guys and also appreciate you. And you always do such a great job, you know, to our fans back home, showing what our Eagles are playing like. So we want to thank you for that. And we also thank all you listeners out there, everybody that supports Shadron State football. Thank you and go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.